happy Valentine's Day to you and your sweetheart. We're sharing a love note with a little cowboy poetry next on Western Life Radio.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Celebrate Valentine's Day with a little love note. JP Carson features a little cowboy poetry.
You see, there were tumbleweeds, just thousands of them out blowing in the prairie breeze, and it seemed as if every cowboy for miles around was out chasing tumbleweeds. You see, rumor had it that some had been found, and inside was tied a note, written by a woman longing for love, judging by the things she wrote. Well, she'd write about how lonely all her nights had been since her husband passed away, and how she longed to love again. How she wished she had somebody just to sit and talk. Or maybe in the moonlight together they could walk. Well, every night she'd write a letter that told how she felt inside and then tie it to a tumbleweed and send it on its ride. Well, she shared her deepest feelings with every letter she wrote. And that's why every cowboy for miles around was out searching for her note. For they knew a thing about lonely. They lived out with the herd. And when one found her letter, well, they'd hang on every word. Now, a cowboy's heart is fragile. It's a very tender thing, and it doesn't take much for him to fall in love and feel old Cupid's sting. Matter of fact, if it paid him any attention, he could probably fall in love with a rock. So, to imagine a woman wanting a man to take a moonlight walk, well, it had their hearts a-reeling. Their cattle was going astray, for they were out chasing tumbleweeds from morning till end of day. Now, they didn't know who wrote the letters, because she never signed her name. But for every cowboy that found one, well, his heart was never the same. Now, you might think it's strange to fall in love with a woman you've never seen, but, well, you never read her letters. If you had, you'd know what I mean, because, well, it had all the cowboys a-changing, and new clothes were they a-sporting. Shoot, they even bathed and combed their hair, because, well, they were going a-courting. Now every widow in the county, in fact, the entire state, was receiving cowboy callers and getting asked out on a date. Yeah, love's a funny thing when someone plants a seed, and, well, now it's done over the internet. Back then, by tumbleweed.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.